Track 4, the elements of trust, step number 2, intention.
At this point, you understand how to present yourself appropriately for each selling situation in order to take the first step toward breaking down sales resistance with trust. You are properly dressed and groomed. You are carrying the minimal amount of presentation materials and technical gear. You have your first meeting greeting out of the way and are ready to move forward. You have already lowered their sales resistance by 10 degrees just by making an appropriate appearance. Let's move on to the next 10 degrees. One of the most fearful moments for every young man who is interested in a young woman is when he meets the girl's dad. The stereotypical dad will immediately want to ask what question? What are your intentions towards my daughter, young man? Once a guy answers that question successfully, a lot of pressure is relieved and the dad knows what to expect or suspect of this young man. Stating your intention as you meet a prospective new client is a way of putting them at ease. When people relax, sales resistance goes down. That's why our second trust-building step is intention. What we're going to do in this segment is to demonstrate the reasoning behind the intent statement and give you examples. In fact, that last sentence was just an example of an intent statement. I told you what I'm going to tell you. An intent statement can be as simple as that. Yet drafting the proper wording for your particular intent statement requires strict attention to detail. An intent statement is designed to reduce sales resistance by accomplishing two very important tasks. Number one, to introduce the agenda so your future client knows what's about to take place. Number two, to let your prospect know that it's okay to say no. In order to relieve any perceived pressure in this selling situation. Task number one, letting your potential client know your agenda, allows your prospect to get a look at the territory just ahead. It's something that needs to be done early in your visit with any client in order to allow them to relax somewhat and get involved in your presentation. You may be familiar with the educational philosophy of tell them what you're going to tell them, and then tell them what you've told them. Well, this is the tell them what you're going to tell them part. It's like an introduction to the events that will soon follow. You always feel more secure starting on a road trip when you have a road map and a destination, right? Your intent statement is the road map you give your prospects. That way, they can enjoy the sights along the way rather than being concerned about the final destination. A good intent statement allows them to concentrate on your presentation rather than worrying about what's coming up next. With task number two of letting your prospect know that it's okay to say no, you're putting them at ease and lowering their defense barriers. Just in case you're wondering about this part, it doesn't fly in the face of a one-call close. In every selling situation, you are always moving towards the close. However, you will move forward much more quickly if you remove the roadblocks that keep your client from giving your presentation their full attention. Letting them know up front that your offering isn't right for everyone releases so much of the tension inherent in a selling situation that it increases the chances they'll say yes as you reach your final destination, which is the close. They're no longer distracted by thinking in the backs of their minds about how they're going to get out of this situation without spending money or being embarrassed to admit they can't afford something. Instead, they know you don't expect them to just go ahead and you're not going to be using any sales pressure on them. They can now see themselves as just being along for the ride, to have a new and possibly fun experience, or to learn something new. Another element of letting them know it's okay to say no is that you're implying you won't use any high-pressure sales tactics on them. In fact, it doesn't hurt to even just state such a thing in your intent statement. Just stating the simple, honest truth that your product or service may not be right for everyone removes a tremendous load of fear. You'll notice the prospects start breathing normally again. That fresh air stirs the blood, arouses a natural curiosity, and encourages the response you desire, which is having them ask you questions. With an effective, intense statement, everybody wins. Here is a good intent statement my team might use in talking with a potential client for our sales training programs. John, what we're going to do this morning is to provide a mini lesson for your sales team on the all-important subject of questioning. The lesson will take about 45 minutes. At the end of the lesson, we'll have a brief question and answer period. Then we'll take a few minutes to inform your staff about Tom's upcoming seminar here in town. Since we are products of the product, we will be asking your people for their business. We won't, however, be applying any high-pressure sales tactics because Tom doesn't teach any. Now, while we know the program will be powerful for your entire sales staff, we know it may not be possible for all of them to attend. You see, that intent statement took only about 30 seconds. But you see what it did for the sales manager to whom it was delivered? It told him what my people would be doing, how long it would take, and we would be asking for their business, but that we wouldn't expect his whole sales team to be out of the field at the same time. It demonstrated professionalism and care for his concerns. Seeing that we understood and addressed his concerns will make him feel more comfortable about trusting my people to work with his people. He hopes to gain something of value from the mini training session, but isn't concerned that his people will be broadsided with a high pressure close to attend my seminar, or risk having his entire team want to take a day off from selling their products and services. Some sales leaders suggest that you actually say to your potential client the words, "It's okay to say no." I think that's going a bit far. It's okay to imply that it's okay to say no to your presentation, but I don't encourage you to actually say those words. Some customers are actually so skittish, they'll use such an opportunity to walk away even when you, he, she, or they realize the purchase is a sound and needed investment. And you won't have a leg to stand on because they'll be able to respond with your very own words. You said it was okay to say no. Impress your prospects and clients with your sincere desire to do what's in their best interests, and the idea of saying no will stay just that, an idea. Here's a special note for you folks in the financial services and related industries. Much of your presentation will naturally focus on education. You have to educate your prospect and clients on money, how money works, and on the benefits they'll receive by becoming money wise through your education. Note in your intent statement that you'll be providing this important information during your presentation and that their questions will be answered. Such a simple statement will go a long way to squelching some of that fear of the unknown that crops up whenever money is discussed. Here's another good example of a well-presented intent statement. Listen to this one carefully. John and Mary, if you don't mind, let me explain how we will proceed today. First, I'll tell you about our company. Then, to customize my presentation to meet your particular needs and to be as brief as possible, I would like to ask you a few questions. Is that okay with you? Next, I'll show you the product demonstration, and after that, I'll discuss the details and the amount of investment we would recommend in your particular situation. That's how you would tell them what you're going to tell them. Next, you move into task number two, implying it's okay to say no with, "Now, folks, I represent my company and this fine product that is used successfully by many happy clients. However, I'm not a high-pressure salesperson. I just don't believe in it. And I realize my product isn't for everyone. It may or may not be right for you. I just hope you'll keep an open mind, and at the end of my presentation, you will tell me if this product is something you'd be interested in. Okay?" A condensed version can be used in any sales situation once the actual presentation starts. Whatever the situation, letting your prospect know your intentions and to imply that it's okay to say no is a vital part of every intent statement. This is important even in retail sales situations. Let's say you're talking with a client interested in a new television. After your initial hellos, you could use an intent statement like this. "John and Mary, if you don't mind, I'd like to begin by telling you a little bit about Acme Television. and why it's in your interest to allow us to help you with this decision. Then we'll discuss your particular needs so we can work together to narrow down the size, brand, and features most important to you. Then we'll get hands-on with the television so you can be certain you're comfortable with the right one for you. You may know that we serve a large percentage of the homes in this area, and if you talk with any of our happy clients, you'll also know that we don't pressure people to make buying decisions. We simply help you find what you're looking for, if we carry it. We don't carry all brands of television, so we might not have what you're looking for. I would just ask that you be open to considering the recommendations we make based on what you tell us your needs are. Does that sound fair? Now, that little speech took less than a minute, yet its impact will be felt through the rest of the presentation. A well-crafted intent statement will go a long way to opening their minds to hear you out. It builds curiosity while relieving pressure, both of which lead to an increase in trust. The more trust you gain, the less sales resistance you'll encounter. Another key point is that a one-time closing specialist always builds pauses and silences into their presentations. They allow the potential client time to consider important information, formulate appropriate questions, or just to catch his or her mental breath. That's what happens now in this audio program. Take a moment to consider how you will structure your intent statement. Write up a few drafts. Then listen to this segment again to ensure you've covered all the bases. After you've completed that task, you'll be ready to move on to the third step to trust building, commonality, in the next segment.
The next track is on CD number 2.